Welcome to another episode of Living an Altar Life. My name's Mike, and I'm your host, and I'm going to be chatting with you today. We've had a ton of amazing guests on, and I am just so, so excited about where the podcast is going and everything. And there's lots of really incredible stuff that's coming up, and I would tell you all about it, but, you know, I don't want to spoil all the fun. So this week, I wanted to talk to you about something that happened at 6 Days in the Dome. As you guys know, 6 Days in the Dome was like one of the life-changing events for me and everything. But during the 6 Days in the Dome race, man, I met a ton of really good athletes, and you guys have been able to hear from a lot of them and everything. But one athlete kind of stood out among all the other stellar people that I had the pleasure of spending the 6 days with. And this dude was amazing. One of the first days I was at the event, I was introduced to a runner, and the person introducing us said that this person would not run a single step and would be on the podium. And I looked at Chet and I was like, you're crazy. There's no way. There's no way that somebody walking could finish a 6 day event as one of the best. I was wrong. I was really wrong. The more I watched and got to know this dude over 6 days of racing, the more intrigued I was by how he kept adding miles up, not running a single step, but by walking with purpose and intention. Didn't have, you know, that funky race walk thing going on, but just he had the most purposeful stride of anybody I've ever seen. And I'm, you know, meanwhile, moving around as best as I can, and I got pain and discomfort on my legs, and I just, every time I would try to lay down and go to sleep, the pain was just screaming at me, and this guy just moved steadily. On the 5th day, I was getting passed by this guy. Yet again, it seemed like he was always passing me. And something just snapped in my brain. I was like, I'm going to do exactly what this guy is doing. So maybe they say that mimicry is, you know, the greatest, you know, compliment that you can have and everything. And I got in behind this dude and I just started mimicking every single thing that Evo Magetic did. And so I'm not on his heels because I didn't want to, you know, be that guy, but I just fell in behind Evo and the strangest thing happened. As I continued to walk like Evo was walking, these real light taps returned. My stride length evened out, and some of the aches and pains that had accumulated over almost 5 complete days of moving around this indoor hockey arena started to subside. And I thought back to when Chris Guerra with Forge Glory Athletics was coaching me through Blackbeard's Revenge. And Chris said, okay, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go out, you're going to do your run walk thing. But around mile, you know, 60, 50 or 60 or so, I don't want you to run another step. I want you to settle into your power walk and then just dominate. And then he said, when you hit mile 75, you're going to have more energy and you're going to start passing people. And I looked at him and he said, you've got a gift. You've got this gift of power walking. And I think if you were to use this gift, that you would really, really have a lot more fun in this sport. And I thought, okay, we'll give it a shot. And I gave it a shot. As you guys know, Blackbeard's Revenge 100 has been my fastest 100 to date. 26 hours and 15 minutes. I got done with Blackbeard's Revenge and felt fantastic. Ran the Virginia 24-hour run for cancer like 3 weeks later. No pain or anything. I walked at least 50% of this race. I ran part of it and I walked 50%. So I'm thinking about this as I'm going around the track and everything, and all of a sudden it hit me. If I would be willing to repurpose the gift that I've been given, I could probably crush my fitness goals. And I was like, okay, so how do I take and repurpose this? You know, 6 days in the dome drew to a close. I had accomplished 322 miles. And everything within me said, you know what? I could become an ultra walker. And it's going to look weird. And all the runners within my sphere of influence are probably going to look at me and go, you're weird. And they're right. But I was sitting there looking at this, and as I studied the whole ultra walking thing and everything, and I looked up Evo Majetic, and if you guys want to know one of the most dominant ultra walkers in all of ultra running, Evo Majetic, look up the name. The dude is absolutely amazing, and I'm just so excited to have gotten to know him a little bit, because he really revealed this to me, that not with anything he said, but just by kind of taking me under his wing, giving me little tips as we walked around, you know, the dome and everything. And it was just incredible. So I decided, okay, what if I repurpose my run walk? I've been using the Galloway method since I started running. So for those of you who don't know, when I started running in late 2010, we'll just call it 2011 because there's only about a month that I ran. In 2011, I signed up for the Marine Corps Marathon in October, knew I was in way, 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 way over my head. And I was like, I'm not a runner. I was 250 pounds at the time. I was like, I'm a big dude. There's no way I'm going to run 26.2 miles. And I started looking up different stuff, and I found the Galloway method. I didn't know that there was anybody in Hampton Roads that was using the Galloway method, and I just started run walking everything I did. And it was like, this is really comfortable. My groove was kind of 3 minutes of run, 1 minute of walk. Later on, the further I ran and everything, it kind of became 2 minutes run, 1 minute walk. That was my groove. And I finished my first Marine Corps Marathon, finished the Shamrock, finished Rock and Roll, just neat little races and stuff that I challenged myself with, finished about the half marathons, and then all of a sudden I morphed into this ultra running when I turned 50 and ran a 50 miler for my 50th birthday. But the one thing that's always been constant was this whole run walk strategy. Well, I began to study, how do I repurpose my run walk strategy to simply power walking? And the big thing was, I noticed that this isn't as strange as I first thought. I mean, there are some incredible people out there that are using the power walk and accomplishing amazing goals. So one of the things that I started to do as I studied this was, I said, okay, so how do I walk efficiently and in a way that can accomplish my goals? So I started to train my muscles, literally my walking muscles, to walk faster. So everything that I've been doing has been, can I get my walk down into the tens? Goal accomplished. I've spent the whole summer working on it. August was really the deep dive into it. Everything was about getting there. I can literally run in the high tens walking. So I'm walking in the high tens. For those of you who remember my runs, my run has always been somewhere in the 9:15 to 10:30 range. So I'm not a fast runner, never will pretend to be a fast runner. But one thing that I noticed was, the more I worked on my gift, the more I could increase my leg turnover, the lighter I tapped on the surface of whatever I was walking on, whether that be a trail on the Appalachian Trail or whether it be the local indoor gym at Kempsville Rec Center, or whether it just be out doing Mount Trashmore with my little hill scenarios that I set up for myself, my feet started to be a lot lighter. What that meant was that I had less impact on my legs. So I can go longer at a higher walk rate than even my run walks. So I said, okay, here's the deal. I'm going to develop my training plan, and my next 24-hour race, I'm going to set out to walk 100 miles. Cape Fear 24-hour is coming up, not too far in the distant future, and my whole thing is to be able to walk the 24 hours and finish with 100 miles. It's a huge goal. But I know I can get there because I've been fine-tuning everything. And, you know, if you don't set big goals, then, you know, you're not really shooting for anything. So just some of the things that I've done to be able to develop better leg-based cardio, learn to move more efficiently. So I added some different body weight exercises. And these, for me, so I'm not a big weightlifter. I never will be. But I love the body weight stuff. And I kind of made sure, so for me, I am not a heel striker because the heel strikes rebound straight up into my knees and I don't have great knees. So what I've done over the last couple of years is develop the midfoot strike for myself. And what that does is I've worked on strengthening my calves, my ankles, my Achilles, my, you know, all those muscle groups in there, which I'm learning there's a ton of muscle groups in there. And so I'm probably not even addressing all of them, but I'm doing it as best as I can as I learn. I've added walking lunges, bridges, calf raises, and bird dogs. So all of these things help to build muscle for me naturally instead of with weights. And also, I figured out, you know, I'm getting a little bit older, so I have to be a little more careful with the weights that I do. The other thing I've done is look at the technique that I'm using as I walk. In other words, I'm looking at my walking form. I learned from Evo that a vigorous arm swing helps to efficiently move your momentum forward. Then it's just simply a matter of building the endurance. So ultra walking, like ultra running, involves properly fueling your body, being conscious of hydration, quickly addressing any hot spots on your feet, and most importantly, learning how to adapt when your plan falls apart. And the biggest difference between those who consistently finish ultra marathons and those who struggle is the whole adapting and overcoming. So do I know that there's going to be challenges that are going to be thrown at me in Cape Fear? Absolutely. It's a 24-hour race. Stuff happens. It's only a 14:30 average. There's a lot of stuff that happens in a 24-hour period. Every one of us has a gift that we've been given. And I'm all of a sudden now veering, not just talking about running and ultra running, but I'm saying that every single one of us has a gift. How are you taking your gift, repurposing it to be able to go out and do the amazing things that you were designed to do? And that's all I'm doing. I'm just taking this little thing with the power walk that I've discovered from my time in 6 days in the dome. And I'm just sitting there going, okay, if I repurpose this, then this will happen. But then what I've also done is looked at how does this affect everything else in my life? How do I react to difficulties in my job? How do I react to things that you have to overcome every single day? How do I react when disappointment comes in? Everything that I'm doing now, sitting there looking, you know, going, okay, how do I repurpose a gift that I have in this area to overcome this? And I'm telling you, it's been amazing. I'm so excited to see what the future holds. And I'm going to jump back into the power walking here for a second, because I know that as I've turned to more of a power walk than a run, my heart rate when I'm out crushing miles has been a lot lower. I feel a lot better. I seem to perform better. Now, the scientific explanation is that keeping my heart rate low helps my body deliver more blood and oxygen into my muscles. This, in turn, helps me build adaptations that build endurance. But, you know, the best thing is, man, I recover quicker. So I'm signed up for another multi-day event over New Year's. I'll tell you guys more about that. And I am also going to be doing Swami Shuffle 200 again. And I'm just sitting there going, you know, repurposing my gift of power walking from occasional to continual is going to help me recover quicker. It's going to help me to enjoy my time out there more, which when I'm out there and I'm enjoying myself instead of being on the struggle bus constantly, I'm able to encourage everybody around me, which is another one of the gifts that I've been given, is the gift of encouragement. And so if I can encourage people better, that means that I'm going to be a better member of society. See, there's so many things that are happening as I have just taken and said, okay, how do I repurpose my gift? I'm going to talk about in another podcast, sleep and how, sleep has improved by just doing little things and the effects of sleep on your body when you're out moving and your body is shouting at you to lay down and go to sleep. But you got to keep moving because you're in a 100-mile race or a 200-mile race or a 24-hour race or a 72-hour race or a 6-day race or whatever it may be. See, repurposing your gift in one area of your life automatically is going to transfer into other areas of your life. And all I know is I'm a much calmer person. I'm more at peace with myself. I'm more at peace with who I'm becoming. And it's all because I followed this dude around on day 5 at 6 days in the dome and watched how he was moving and said, I can do that. And the more that you say, I can do that, the more amazing things that happen in your life. So I don't know if I've convinced you to take your gifts, to repurpose them, and go out there and crush your goals, but man, I'm hoping you do. Because anytime anybody gets out there and sets a big goal and then goes out there and crushes it, we're all better. So let's be better together. Let's go out and be the people that are living life to the full, living an ultra life. Thanks, guys, for listening. We'll chat at you later.